Welcome to Stateside. Hi there, I'm Lester Graham. Twice a year, the state of Michigan holds what's called a consensus revenue estimating conference. Basically, budget people and economists get together to try to predict how the economy will fare and how much tax revenue will be coming into the state. The first conference for this year took place today at the Capitol. Representative Shane Hernandez is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. His committee needs those numbers to determine what will fit the annual budget for the state. Representative Hernandez joins us now. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So what is the consensus, the overall assessment of Michigan's economy to start with?
Well, today's revenue estimating conference is the first step in a process, but I think the numbers we saw today show Michigan continuing to move in the right direction. But there's obviously a lot of work left to do to keep us moving on that path. We have to continue to spend our taxpayers' dollars wisely and continue to move Michigan in the right direction.
Did the economists or the state fiscal agencies wave any yellow flags, offer any warnings or cautions, something like that?
Well, I believe right now what we saw was, again, continued growth in Michigan, a little bit slower than what we've seen in the past, but it continues to show us moving in the right direction. And with this being the first step, it just shows that we have to keep having fiscally responsible budgets that help push us further in that direction.
Jonathan Osting in the Detroit News mentioned GM layoffs could cost the state something like 16,000 jobs. What's the rest of the state's employment picture looking like?
We showed continued growth in employment overall and continued good numbers in unemployment. So I look forward to continuing this process down the road. I look forward to the next step where we can see the governor's budget and make sure we address these issues so that we can continue a strong jobs economy in Michigan.
Well, the budget is going to depend on tax revenues. What's the prediction regarding tax revenues for this annual budget?
Again, revenues looked pretty good in this revenue estimating conference. This is just the first step. We will see another one in May. But Michigan continues to move in the right direction with this.
Additional revenue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where's that money needed most?
Well, I believe as we go forward, we will work with the governor's staff. I've been able to sit down with her budget director, Chris Kolb, and we will talk about those priorities in a bipartisan fashion moving forward. We haven't seen her budget at this point, but I look forward to working with her on that.
So we don't know what the economy is going to do. It looks like it's pretty stable for the short term, but you know, these are the good times. So I'm wondering, how important is that rainy day budget right now? Should more money or some of these additional revenues go into that?
Well, those are the discussions we'll have moving forward. I want to talk about those priorities with her staff and as we see her, and as well with Governor Whitmer. As we see her budget come out, we will have those discussions. The Republican legislature has shown over the past few years a priority to build that fund, but we look forward to working with her and her staff on that.
You've had some meetings. You've talked vaguely, I assume, about the budget. Do you see any tough items to negotiate there?
I'm sure those items will be there, but those discussions will be had. Right now, we're still at that introductory phase, being able to meet her staff, get to know them and how they want to work through this process, and we will talk about those priorities as we move into her budget presentation in the next couple months, and we will work on those in a bipartisan fashion.
Shane Hernandez chairs the House Appropriations Committee. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, here's what we have from various reports regarding the state's fiscal picture. The economy will keep growing, but at a slower rate. We're in pretty good shape, but there are some clouds on the horizon, according to one economist, a guy named Gabe Ehrlich, who you've heard on this program. He's an economist with the University of Michigan. He reported the unemployment rate will go down just a little bit more and expects 25,000 jobs to be added in the next year, which will more than offset expected layoffs from GM and its suppliers. Wages are finally rising. They were expected to go up a long time before now, but now they actually are going up. Revenues for the general fund and the school aid fund are not expected to change much from last year. However, the estimates are higher than the last consensus revenue estimating conference held last May, so they're happy about that. The state budget director, Chris Kolb, he's a former legislator. He said when he started in the legislature almost 20 years ago, the general fund total was almost exactly what was announced today. That means revenue has remained flat over a long period of time, causing a problem of constrained resources and additional funding needed to address real problems for Michigan's residents. That might be the Whitmer administration hinting that the state might need some more money to, quote, fix the damn roads, as Whitmer's campaign slogan went. Despite tariffs and trade wars, the national economy is expected to be stable for the year. You know, this all reminded me. I recently gave a speech at the 66th Annual Economic Outlook Conference, and I was talking to a room full of economists. Some of them even worked on these consensus revenue estimating conferences for the state. And I mentioned the possibility of the next recession. When would it be? Who in the room had an answer? And nobody spoke up. They all sat there quietly, a lot of them with some knowing smiles. It is coming. Michigan, as always, will get hit first and hardest because we're so reliant on the auto industry. As the old saying goes, when the nation's economy sneezes, Michigan's economy has pneumonia.
If you go back over the course of time, these revenue estimating conferences are probably within a percentage point or 1.2% of being accurate.
Later in the program, we'll get a little more information from a former state budget director.